Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, y'all. This is Charity Daniels, and you are listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk. You leave it right where it's at. You'd be glad you did.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Violence, hatred, and campaigns based on false narratives. This is the Democrat Party of today. But is their strategy imploding? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you very much, Audrey. Happy to be with you again. It's been a few weeks since we've talked.
Yes, and I'm so great to have you with us, and I can't wait to hit this, Paul. It's clear to every thinking and observant American that BLM and Antifa domestic terrorism in Dem-run cities is supported by Democrat leaders. Now, when Biden loses in November, would you be surprised if the violence in these very same Democrat-run cities grows even worse?
Well, of course, that's the scenario that it may. But if it does, then I think President Trump will take necessary action to quell any of that insurrection in a much stronger way, a much organized way, working with the states again and the local authorities. And the use of federal forces, federalizing the National Guard, which he can do. And, of course, he's got the Army Reserve, which comes directly under the Pentagon, Marine Reserve, Air Force, Navy. Plus, you have a number of some 12 different law enforcement abilities within the federal government alone. So there are a lot of assets there to quell anything that happens.
Right. Right. Bringing that up, I want to mention the Insurrection Act of 1807. Now, for the listeners, it states in Section 333, major public emergencies, interference with state and federal law. It states that the use of armed forces in major public emergencies, the president may employ the armed forces, including the National Guard, in federal service to restore public order and enforce the laws of the United States when, as a result of a natural disaster, epidemic, or other serious public health emergency, terrorist attack or incident, or other condition in any state or a possession of the United States, the president determines that domestic violence has occurred such as an extent that the constituted authorities of the state or possession are incapable of maintaining public order. Isn't what's occurring already enough for the president to use the Insurrection Act?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And if you look even at the first part of the amendment to the Insurrection Act that Congress recently passed, I can't remember the date, but here's the key sentence there. A federal law allows the president to deploy federal troops, which includes what we just discussed, within the United States, if state authorities are unable to maintain the rule of law within their own borders.
Yeah.
And guess what's happened in all the cities? The local authorities been unable and unwilling to protect the citizens of those towns and cities.
Yeah.
And so, yes. So the answer to your question, yes.
Yeah.
And I would have done it a lot sooner. I'd have done it on day one.
Yeah, exactly. And see, you said something very poignant. Unwilling to. They're not willing to do it. As a matter of fact, I believe when the president is offered, they've rejected his help, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there was unwillingness to do it. So you have to know there's that objective in there is to counter Trump on anything he wants to do positive. That's part of the game plan of the Democrats. And if you take the mayors and the governors, tied into Pelosi, tied into Schumer, tied into Biden, tied into George Soros, who funds a lot of the Democratic actions there, then you have something that is very real, and it's apparent. It's apparent to most Americans that action has to be taken. We have to restore order.
Yeah.
If not, it gets worse. If we look at history, Audrey, insurrection just gets worse if you let it go unchallenged.
Yeah, you can't appease insurrection, correct?
Well, no, because they have their objectives. They want to tear you down. They want to destroy the law and order within any given society and culture. All we have to do is study history and look at what's happened.
Yeah, if they're being taught history, yeah, we have to actually make an effort now to follow history. So you have the president. Let's pick on Portland, okay, Oregon.
Okay.
You have the president has offered, because it's out of control. And as a matter of fact, we had a conservative Trump supporter murdered by one of and where is the outrage? This is a side note. Where's the outrage? Of course, you don't expect the Democrat Party. They're not going to say anything. Where's the Republican Party? Why aren't they condemning this? The murder of this man. Yeah, they're silent.
Where are they? That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what the American people have to ask themselves. You know, where are our congressional? There are some. Obviously, you see them on the news as they have their interviews. But for the most part,
silent.
What we call in the military, AWOL.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you have that in Portland. He's offered, the president has offered, and been roundly rejected in every case. He's done. Now, is it not absurd for these Democrat loons like Ted Wheeler in Portland to attempt, this is insanity, to attempt to blame the president for his own handiwork? Because honestly, I don't believe the voters are buying this.
Well, no, they're not. It's what we call in the military information management. We used to call psychological operations. They can't use that anymore in Washington. You have to say influence management or information management as well. And that's what it's directed towards, you know. But we don't seem to have the leadership in Congress, especially. Forget about the Democrats. They're so far gone. But we continue to have what we call these rhinos, Republicans in name only. But we don't have any warriors. It seems that President Trump is the only warrior.
Yeah.
You know the difference between a warrior and others?
What?
A warrior will lay down his life for you. A hero will lay down his life for you.
Yeah.
None of these that I see, except maybe a handful, would ever do that to save this country.
Well,
or certainly the members of the armed forces do it all the time.
Well, absolutely. And I agree with you. You don't have my point in pointing out the fact that how craven and they, as you said, they're AWOL. Basically, as a whole, the GOP and Congress, where are they? This is outrageous what's going on. And these people, the BLM, have made, it's unequivocal. They said, we're going to burn down the system. What else do we need to crush this? I don't understand.
Well, yeah, absolutely. There it is. And they're doing it.
Yeah.
Not only saying it, talking about it, doing it, and being funded.
Yeah, they are being funded.
Being funded by these left-wing organizations.
Now,
certainly the Treasury Department, they can track down all the movement of money, bank accounts here and there.
Yeah.
You've got the RICO Act. I mean, there's a lot of things we can employ. As I said earlier, if I was in charge of Commander-in-Chief, that first day, once I've done my intelligence and gotten the situational reports, then I would definitely take action against any insurrectionist. Because each day that goes on, as I said, it gets worse. Just look at history. And I would be much tougher. I mean, look last week after the Republican National Convention.
Right.
The people that were attacked outside the White House. Somebody should have been with that mayor that day, working with them from the federal government and really establishing, Mrs. Mayor, this is not going to happen outside of our White House. And I would have put necessary forces in there to prevent any insurrection on any street, G Street, Pennsylvania Avenue, whatever, and disperse all of those insurrectionists.
Yeah, because what they're instilling, they love to inflict fear on the public. And
sure.
What they did, as you mentioned there, Rand Paul and his wife, Franklin Graham, Vernon Jones, who's a Democrat, and they were attacking physically. You know, they were physically threatening these people. There should be absolutely zero tolerance for this. Am I correct?
Zero. Absolutely, Audrey. Zero tolerance.
I mean, people are, yeah, they're afraid. Now, I tell you what disturbs me. Now, you see that this this innocent, unarmed man was shot, and the words in the video, because it's all on video, were that, oh, good, we have another one, and then they went and celebrated, and I'm talking about what happened in Portland of that man, that the Trump supporter that was murdered for nothing, just for having a different opinion. Their attitude at this point reminds me, it smacks of what the attitude in the Third Reich, where and how they propagandized the people to believe that the Jewish people were like rodents and it's okay to kill them. Because how are you killing someone that's a Trump supporter and then celebrating it, and yet not one leader on either side said anything? And this is out there. What's going on here? What's going on?
Yeah, they call Antifa anti-fascist. Guess what? We're the fascists. Well, the fascists, of course, in their camp. But we must get better organized for this. Particularly, we got, 64 days until the election? We've got to be organized. We've got to have our federal and state forces available. Here in Montana, Audrey, we have formed the Patriot Guard. Patriot Guard,
right.
And these are civilians that will support and assist the police in case there are any insurrectionists that come into any city in Montana.
Right.
And for that, we will be there, and I'll be part of it, to support our police. Now, many of the police, for example, in Montana, you know, some of these smaller towns, you know, they may only have a handful of police. But you get 40 or 50 insurrectionists that will pick as a target one of those towns. They tried to do it in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, by the way.
Oh, really?
Citizens formed a guard there, and they ran them out of town in 24 hours.
Wow.
24 hours, ran them out of town. And you had armed men and women. They weren't this right-wing stuff that Biden puts out. The militias, you don't see any armed militias. They're not even organized anywhere in the United States to any degree anymore. I think Texas has the best organized militia, but they're not ordering those militias up. It's actually people that are supporting, assisting the citizens and their businesses. And Coeur d'Alene is the best example of what you have to do.
Really? You see, what happens is the people have to do it now, because the people, those that are supposed to be serving the people and supposed to be defending and protecting the Constitution and our rights are not doing it. They're silent and they're still. So now the American people have to do it themselves. Is that correct?
That's right. Just go back to the Bible. Just talk about sheep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the herds. Okay. And who protects the sheep herders protect the sheep, because the sheep can't take care of themselves against the wolves. All right.
Right.
So we have a lot of sheep in the United States. I hate to admit that, but we do.
It's true.
And we don't have enough Americans standing up in these communities and organizing, forming to protect themselves. And again, assist the police who are being absolutely persecuted by these funded organizations like Black Lives Matter, a socialist and communist-driven organization, as well as, you know, Antifa. And you look at the number of young white males and females in those ranks. They should be working. They should be doing something.
Yeah, something constructive.
They're spoiled kids that now they feel like they can wave a banner and go in and maul individuals by surrounding them. And their motivation is to shout in their faces, corral themselves around individuals and hit them. And that's what's happening. And that has to be stopped immediately.
Yeah.
And again, if the police can't do it, then the citizens have to stand up. And the president has to really muster the forces necessary to neutralize those kinds of attacks.
Yeah.
It's a military operation as far as I'm concerned at this time, you know.
Yeah.
And then you've got outside organizations feeding in as well. And now we look at the cartels are taking advantage of it. Sex trafficking, human trafficking
really
is up. They just arrested over 100 down in Texas last week.
My gosh.
So guess what happens when you're weak?
Yeah.
Or you look weak, all right?
Yeah.
Others take advantage of you.
Your enemies.
China's taking advantage of you. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing that's concerning to Americans is that, of course, we have our Second Amendment rights and our right to self-defense. And then enter Kyle Rittenhouse, a young man who came to help repair the damage done by BLM and Antifa in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who was violently attacked, which is on video, and he used his legal firearm to protect himself. One injured, two killed. The video evidence shows a clear right to self-defense, yet the Democrat leadership has dropped numerous charges against him, one of them with a penalty for life in prison, to show their, in my opinion, wokeness. It seems that it's open season on Trump supporters, and they are trying to frighten people away from using legal firearms in self-defense. In other words, it's better if you just let them kill you. So how do we combat this, Paul?
Well, I reverse it. I would initiate immediately open season on the insurrectionists.
Well, you know it.
You got to flip it around a little bit and spread through every community. It's open season on these people, ladies and gentlemen. You better stand up in your communities. You know, the other, there's two things that I don't understand. Let's take Portland, for example. Where are the corporate leaders out there, the big business leaders?
Yeah, good question.
You look at Seattle, the same thing. Nobody's standing up and do anything. Why don't they arrest these mayors and take them out of office for not abiding by their oath?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah,
that's a great question.
De Blasio, Why is he taken out of office?
No, he should be brought to the gallows, but go ahead.
Continue. Well, you know what I mean. Where's the local communities elected these people?
They don't know.
Get them out of office.
I think most of the time, I don't think it's that people are afraid. I think the people do not know that. See, these people like Cuomo and de Blasio set themselves up as rulers rather than public servants, and that's the problem.
Right.
And people believe it. So they think there's no recourse. You have over a million people have already left New York during the past 5 months, especially in New York City, from the Upper West Side. The violence, the threats, the poverty now that we have, this is at their hand because they took this and ran with it. And now that the numbers are basically... Yeah, I mean, it's getting close to zero. People are not dying from it. Well, we're not hearing anything. People are still basically in a lockdown. They're forced to wear masks. I mean, and they're telling you, they're being sheep. They're brainwashing. See, Cuomo, he tries to brainwash people, telling them, oh well, if you don't wear a mask, you don't respect people. Yeah, that's what they say in Iran to the women. That they want in burqas. We don't do that here, and we already have enough doctors. Yes, go ahead.
But I was just going to say, I mean, appointed positions, how about negligence?
Wow.
Negligence of duty.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
In their oath, there's negligence to protect the citizens. It's all in all of these mayors and everything when they take an oath or whatever they do. So when you have the negligence going on, negligence of higher office, this country is based on a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Yeah.
These people work for us.
Well, that's
we
it.
We elect them, but we also have to have the ability to take them out if they're not performing.
Well, that's it. See, public servants, not rulers. They're acting like rulers.
Exactly.
And you know what, Paul? This is the thing that still gets to me. What happened to my second opinion? What happened to my patients' rights? We don't have government health care. Where did they get off taking control of our lives suddenly? I'm still scratching
exactly. We've given them so much power over the years. It's the Republicans' fault, Democrats' fault. It's the individual citizens and how they voted that we've given so much power to the federal government today and far too much power to Congress. That's a totally inept, non-functioning organization at this time. What we're going to do about Congress in the future, even when Trump's elected.
Didn't help him. The first 2 years, if people don't recall, we had the majority in both the House and the Senate. And what did they do? Mm-hmm. Nothing for the president, did they?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing under Paul Ryan and others. But these are my concerns. We've got to be much tougher as civilians here and much more, understanding. Of the motivations and what needs to be done. And I'm being very tough with our politicians out here in Montana to be warriors and stand up. But, they're having fundraisers all the time now. Hmm. And so you have an opportunity to raise your voice a little bit. But
am I correct? You have a Democrat governor?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's running for Senate.
And now he's running for Senate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how was he during this whole time? Did he rule with a draconian fist like Cuomo or Whitmer?
Well, not quite as heavy as those, but still he's following the Democratic game plan. There's no doubt about it. But we have a big movement in Montana now to unrestrict everything right now. Schools. We had our first football game at high school last Friday.
Oh, wow.
So it's opening up more and more. But we need to take everything off the table in Montana right now, for example.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that really is what Stand Up America is all about. That it's time for Americans to stand up, correct?
Yeah, and I formed that foundation in 2005, if you can believe it. We've been around 15 years.
Wow. and that's the point. At this point, we can no longer sit back as citizens. We can't, because these people have abused their position. They forgot that they were supposed to be serving the public, and they set themselves up, honestly, a little fiefdoms so that they can rule over us. And, Paul, I don't think that we could really afford for this to be tolerated anymore, can we?
No. I just wrote an article a couple of weeks ago. It's called The Sleeping Majority is Awakening in America, Groundswell of Support in Battleground States for Trump.
And it's exciting, isn't it?
3 weeks ago.
It's exciting.
Yeah, yes. I think it's working.
Well, you even had Democrat, as a matter of fact, in Wisconsin, you have Democrat local leaders that have now come out supporting the president. This has got to be a nightmare for the left, am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that too. Six or seven mayors of cities up there, they're backing Trump. And, they're all Democrats.
This is, to me, is getting very exciting. It is. Of course, they're not going to take it very well when they lose, will they?
No, but that's all right.
That's all right, because we have the Insurrection Act.
As long as we keep them as losers. Getting any advantage on the chessboard.
Exactly. So, Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? Where can they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, which is standupamericaus.org, not .com, .org, standupamericaus. And you can support us, donate. As I said, we have a track record over 15 years now. We tie in and work with some 20 different organizations throughout the country, especially like Turning Point USA under Charlie Kirk on the student campuses or on the campuses throughout America. We also work with the Citizens Commission on National Security in Washington, for example. So we're very active working with these different groups that put America first.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com. Click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the info that you need to follow Paul's work. Thanks so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.